This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Friday, March 8th. And this is after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for the day as I watch my guest play musical chairs in here. Apparently that chair didn't fit him well, so he's just reorganizing all of Guardian Radio chair because he owns space. Today we have representatives apparently from the best school in the Bahamas. I say, oh, you're from SAC? And they say, no. We're not from SAC. I said, so what other school is there? Apparently, these two gentlemen are part of the Alumni Association for the, apparently, I just was saying the word, Government High. You said, no. They start the whole conversation over. They start the whole introduction again. It's not Government High. They are a part of the Government High, the best school ever in the history of the Bahamas, right? And they say they were one of the last greats of their way. Everyone who's who in the Bahamas had to pass through that institution. So I have no other than the president of the Alumni Association and the vice president of the Alumni Association, and they're doing big things. Now, I'm used to hearing the Alumni Association of UB. I'm used to hearing the Alumni Association of Queens College. I'm used to hearing the Alumni Association of SAC. So when I start seeing all these activities, all these promotions of the Government High, I say, so who are these people is? What are they celebrating? Why are they always on social media promoting all kind of events? So I said, I can make space for them to find out what you're trying to suggest to the Bahamian people. And welcome. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. My name is Paul Fernand, and I am the president of the Government High School Alumni Association.
I didn't even know Government High had an alumni association at all.
Actually, the Government High School Old Scholars Association started in 1941, and Sir Gerald Cash was the former president of the Old Scholars Association of Government High School. It basically disbanded around the 60s. And from the 60s to 2022, there's not been a Government High School Alumni or Old Scholars Association. So a lot of activities basically were formulated by classes. The class of 68, the class of 62, class of 70, class of 2002, whatever. They all did their own thing. And because we're getting ready to celebrate our 100th anniversary of the inception of Government High School in April of 2025, a group of former students decided to reinvigorate the concept of having an alumni association.
And why is that important? Couldn't the class do an individual work be suffice?
No, Vaughn, by the way. He's
the vice president.
Good morning, Vaughn Aubrey here. There's only one Government High.
So there's not two Government High, Government High and the Government High?
No, there is only one Government High School. Mm. We are building a Bahamas. There's no separation. Mm-hmm. There might be separation in some person's minds about that, which you just spoke of. But we are promoting our country first and our GHS. Hmm.
So how did you, I'm trying to get to understand, how does the new board get elected? Someone came to say, man, we got to form an alumni association.
Actually, it was persons decided that we have to celebrate the 100th anniversary.
When is that?
April 27th,
2025.
So next year is a big shindig.
Yes, centennial.
Everyone who's anyone inside the Bahamas is going to be celebrating.
Should be
celebrating.
Yes. And to recognize the role that the Government High School has played and continues to play in the development of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. GHS stands foremost as a school with the leaders, former students who built this Bahamas, who are building this Bahamas, and today's students who will continue to build the Bahamas.
So you came together and you form an alumni association.
No, we formed a steering committee.
Steering committee, go ahead.
Steering committee formulated the Government High School Alumni Associations because we have to become a non-profit association.
So you all did that already?
Yes, we've done that. We had to form a constitution, create a board, have elections, and then we decided, well, actually in 2022, the steering committee, the persons that were there were elected to those posts, president, vice president, secretary, assistant secretary, treasurer, assistant treasurer. We appointed a PR director, and appointed a chaplain. So we have 6 executive members and 2 appointed members. That was during the steering committee. In 2023, we had the elections in February for the first board, which comprises of Vaughn Aubrey as the vice president, Christine Cooper as the secretary, Sandra Archer as the assistant secretary, Bernadette Rule as the treasurer, Margaret Elizabeth McKay as the assistant treasurer, Dorrit Campbell is the chaplain, Xavier Knowles is the PR officer, I'm the president, and we've just appointed 2 more persons, younger persons. One came out in 2015, Devontae Hanna. He's a social media expert at ZNS.
Yes.
And the Shay Dean, who works here at The Guardian in graphics. And so we appointed them to assist us to get us more up to date with TikTok and those kind of things on social media, because we've been using the traditional methods of basically Facebook and The Guardian and radio and newspaper for our press releases and stuff like that. But we want to update that.
Expand.
Because we're getting ready for the 100th anniversary, which we are calling the centennial celebration of the Government High School.
Okay. I want to go back, then I want to go forth, right? Because I see what happened. And I'm glad to hear that it encompassed from the beginning of the inception of Government High and then moving towards the current graduating class and everybody is involved.
Well, Government High started in 1925 with 2 students, Robert Bailey and his sister, and 3 other student teachers that were there. So in total, it was 5 students that started Government High in 1925.
Eva McPherson Williams was one of those.
Okay, right. Yeah. And it was two gentlemen. We just can't find their names at this time. Mm-hmm. Then they moved to Nassau Court more so in the 30s.
No. When Nassau Court, GHS was at Nassau Court from 25 to 1959. And that's the original Government High. The second Government High is UB's campus right now. That's where Paul and I went to Government High. So they were there from January of 1960, the year I was born, up until 1976. We were the last class to leave Government High, that physical location. And in September of 76, they moved to Yellow Elder Gardens where they continued.
Bahama Games Boulevard, that's where they are now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what can the public and graduates of Government High expect come 2025?
Well,
don't go there yet.
All right.
Let's
get to 2024.
I'm excited about 2025.
April most here now. April 2024 is almost here.
Sound like you're keeping
secrets. We will be celebrating our 99th year.
Okay.
Our Government High School is one of few schools that continue to exist. Queens College is a bit older than Government High. Yes. And other than the public schools, which were then, because there was always Eastern Senior, Western Senior, Southern Senior. Those were the premier schools before there was Government High.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But Government High was started in 1925, April 27,
1925. And if you go to Wikipedia, I know I messed that word
Wikipedia.
Right. You will find that Government High School basically was started to educate blacks and women. And that's just how they wrote it. That's just how they wrote
it. I saw all kind of white people in Government High, though.
Yes, Government High.
But remember now, in those
days.
So
why is that strange?
Once you reached 13, 14, you left school.
Mm-hmm.
So secondary school was a thing of privilege. So you had to either go to QC to go to a high school in the Bahamas. And if you weren't rich or you weren't affluent, you couldn't go there because they had some brown-skinned students, more of the lighter hue, that went to Queens College in the 30s and 40s, like Michael Eldon and Keble, Bethel, yeah, sister. Yeah, a lot of them were in there in those days. So they didn't have all white people that went to QC. And then...
Well, there were blacks and Nigel Bowe.
Right. Also. And then St. Andrews came around. I think St. Andrews is just as old as Government High.
St. Andrews is a new school around 1940s, 50s.
Now, my father went to St. John's. So he was in
St. John's started in 1947.
And
walking encyclopedias.
Vaughan's father and mother went to Government High School.
Yeah, my parents
around the same time.
My aunt, my father's sister, Vernell Aubrey Armbrister, was the first head girl at Government High in 1942, along with Kendall Isaacs. Sir Kendall Isaacs, he was the first head boy.
But let's talk about this event. Phoenix.
The Phoenix Award.
What is the Phoenix Award? Why we decided to name Phoenix? And when is it, how, which,
and all that? Let me start with the actual Phoenix. Phoenix was the motto for Government High School. Phoenix basically was used to establish the fact that you could, like a phoenix, you could rise from your ashes.
From the ashes.
So if a person came from humble beginnings and they went to Government High School and they utilized the facilities, take advantage of their education, and did something with themselves, they rose from point A to point B, which basically they soared like a phoenix once they left Government High School. And that's how that name came about. Now, in the 80s...
Countrymen.
When Government High School had a very good track team. Neville Clark and Pauline Davis, our Olympians, our gold medalists.
Blue
Boy. So they started saying this is Government High country because, remember now, the Sports Center was right next to Government High. So they were saying this is Government High country. And right after that, they developed a really good basketball team, and they started saying they play magical. So they started saying they were GHS Magic. So now they have three names. So we have Phoenix, Countrymen, and then Magic.
Magic.
And now the
remains.
Government High is reinventing itself because now the government, the Ministry of Education, is putting more emphasis on Government High because it's now a performing arts school. Initially, when Government High was established, it was a select grammar school. And in 1975, was changed to a comprehensive grammar school. But as right now, they've renovated two blocks of Government High and they plan to do phase three this summer so that in 2025, the school would look almost brand new. They've already changed the administrative block. They've redone the auditorium. The culinary department has gotten new everything.
And many thanks to the Ministry of Education.
And the Minister, Glenys Hannah Martin.
Yes.
We met with her in 2022, and she committed to us because her father went there and said that she will do her endeavor best to bring the school up to point because there's going to be a lot of activity around the anniversary, the 100th anniversary, and they don't want persons to come to the school and it looks all dilapidated.
And we're also inviting old scholars. In fact, we have an old scholar that will be 102 years old. Her name is Coral Fox Taylor. She lives in North Carolina with her daughter. She is Sir Randall Fox. She's his sister. She's still alive. GHS, class of 1937.
Nice.
Coral Fox Taylor.
Do you all have a database to communicate with Eric? Because GHS is huge, man. The length of time there is. You all have hundreds of thousands of students now.
We have, the archives have the register from 1925 up to 1975. They have that on data. I mean, in digital form. And they've now compiling 1976 to present. So they're working on that for us right now. So we'll have every student that was registered at Government High School. We should have that by next year.
And if people who are listening who went to Government High want to get in contact with you and say, I want to be a part of the big celebrations, how do they get in contact with you all?
Well, Government High School alumni have a membership portal online. So persons want to join the Government High School Alumni Association, they could go to tghsalumni.com.
Say it again, please.
tghalumni.com, and they can click on membership, and they can sign up, and the form will come to us, and they get a lapel pin, at least one of these, and a membership card.
Do they pay for that? How does that go?
It's a $60 membership fee for 2 years.
Okay.
It's a two-year Jews membership for, Jews. For 2 years. It's an annual membership, but it goes for 2 years.
Okay, and what do they get for that being a part of that?
Well, a part of being a member of the Government High School Alumni Association and the lapel pin and the membership, we are now working with former students who are providing discounts to all Government High students. We're putting that database in place right now. So when we reach our 100th anniversary, we'll have a listing on our website, which is governmenthighschoolalumni.com. And you could see all the names of businesses that former students own that you could get a discount from.
So this is your second Phoenix Award, is it?
Yes. The first Phoenix Award was in January 2023. And we honored the likes of Sir Lyndon, Arthur Hanna.
Quite a few of them. Boy, I'm getting
Marjorie
Davis, a former director of education who passed that last year. Yeah, there were so many.
It was 29
Cyril persons. Vanderpool.
Right.
Cyril Vanderpool. But this year, we're continuing to honor past students.
So let's talk about this year.
Okay. Yes. Before we go to this year, we got to give the reasoning behind, because a lot of former students that are young former students, they are concerned that the same they hear all the time being has just started in 2022. The old Scholars Association ended in the 60s. So between the 60s and 2022, the Government High School former students have not had an opportunity to honor some of the outstanding nation builders in the country. So we decided we'll start with the 40s, and then we go to the 50s,
yeah.
And next year we go to the 60s, including next year we'll also add, because it's the 100th anniversary, we're going to honor 24 in the 60s, and then we're going to honor 76 students, which we're calling Rising Phoenix. So there'll be newer students, younger students, who are making their mark in the Bahamas
is to bridge the classes, because when you're talking about 100 years and we just started last year, some will feel left out and some will want to hear names that they are familiar with. So that is the reason President Fernanda and others said we will now include those nearer to the year 2000 and beyond, because we're now a quarter into this new century.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had 23 classes of Government High graduates.
So next year, we expect to have a larger list of all-encompassing list
we'll have the Phoenix Awards, uh-huh, which will be 24 students, but we will recognize 76 Rising Phoenix at our gala event that have made a mark in the Bahamas. For example, I know the name is already sent to us, Dr. Ian Strawn, who is the Vice President of the University of the Bahamas. There's a gentleman that's the president of the Gaming Association for the Bahamas. His name is slipping me right now. But
we got a Dr. Wesley Campbell, Dr. Wesley Francis, head of surgery at the Princess Margaret Hospital. He graduated from Government High in the 90s.
Ah.
Yeah.
Conrad Brown. It's just so many students. And so we look forward to the names being sent in. We know it can be a hard choice to pick 76, but we know we can, because we still have years to come, so there'll always be an opportunity to honor them as well.
Nice. I mean, next year seems to be a big... But let's stick to this year now.
This year, the Phoenix Awards... Right. The second annual Phoenix Awards is scheduled for the 6th of April at the University of the Bahamas Performing Arts Center. And the persons that are being recognized and awarded the Phoenix Awards this year is Warren Rule, Winston Saunders, the Honorable Paul L. Adley, Franklin Butler, Vernell Albury Umbrister, Clement Bowleg, Emma Cooper, Patrick Ramming, Dame Janet Boswick, Honorable John Henry Boswick, David Allen, Addington Butler, Sir Kendall Isaacs, Jeannie Thompson, Leroy Thompson, who was a former teacher at Government High School, and he's done an outstanding job with the students up to today. He is retired, but he has a Facebook page that keeps all of the former students from the... I think 2000 to now, he has a very large database. And he keeps constantly in contact with them, and he encourages them consistently. Also, we're honoring Mrs. Anatole Rogers, Sir Gerald Cash, and, of course, George Mackey. They're the 24 persons that will be honored on the 6th of April. Oh, and I missed Rupert Roberts. Lord, how I can miss his name. I read too much. I read too quickly. Thank you very much for honoring Rupert Roberts. He also attended, right? He also attended Government High School. As a matter of fact, Mr. Lowe, who owns Lowe's Pharmacy, also attended Government High. He's passed, and we hope to include him next year along with the gentleman, Mr. Pinder, in Sandy Point. And we just couldn't locate his family because his family, the person who was responsible was not doing well at the time, and the time became short, and we couldn't get all the information in time. But hopefully next year we will include him.
That's Pinder's Point, Abaco, right?
No, that's Sandy Point.
Sandy Point.
No, sorry, excuse me. That is Spanish Wells, Mr. Pinder in Spanish Wells. Guy Pinder. His name is school after him in Spanish Wells. Yes, okay. Guy Pinder.
The government school there.
All Pinders and Spanish Wells related. Just need to find one and say, hey, who related the guy?
Yeah, but you have to have the information.
Yeah.
It makes no sense just to say I was related to him and I know Guy Pinder. We want his bio. So when we put it in our booklet, because this is a commemorative booklet that a lot of people want to keep, and we want to have their information in it for former students, and new students to be able to see those who passed, those who wore the royal blue and white.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, I see Mr. Pat Ramming on this list. Is he being honored as well in the second Phoenix Award ceremony?
Yes, he'll be honored this year.
Mr. Baintown Woman.
Yeah.
Catch a fire, even the devil run.
Yes.
I hope that's why you're honoring him.
That and more.
I see I have a caller who wants to engage you, okay? So let's patch that caller through there, producer.
Desmond, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you all doing, man?
Good, thank you.
1925 is a long time ago, eh?
Yes, sir.
Warren Albright is a walking archive. Warren Albright is Albright from Paradise Island Buccaneer Launch.
Yes, sir.
I like how you all naming everybody from Nassau, but don't forget there were some students who came from Grand Bahama.
Yes,
like Cynthia Hollingsworth.
Wow, it didn't.
Cynthia Hollingsworth, who went to Government High in the early 60s.
Cynthia, was that her maiden name?
That was her boy name.
Yeah, got you.
Yeah, and please don't leave my brother, Dudley Martin Borough. Dudley Martin Borough.
Uh-huh.
And Philip Russell, the palm tree on Market Street.
Yes.
Don't leave them two out.
Oh, you mean the man who make the awesome burgers?
The good hamburger, like how you like to eat.
And
sweetie pie.
Yeah, how you know.
How you like.
Yes, sir.
See them pork chop sandwich and them good hamburger.
You know, with extra gravy.
Philip Russell, Dudley Martinborough, and of course, the E Street boy, Dr. Bernard Nottage.
That's right.
Okay, so I'll just bring it up to him on my day, but y'all have a blessed day.
Thank you very much.
Now that you just said that, because there are so many, and we were doing it by decades. I got to say, my first cousin, Patrick Bain, the former president of Bahamas Hotel, Catering, and Allied Workers Union, he also went to the government high school from Tin Chop, what's the caller name?
Two Chop Corner.
At the end, my first cousin, yes.
You don't have a mammoth job. You all have, like, everyone who's in the Bahamas have similarly attended GHS.
Not everyone, but we would like to. We have, Government High has forged a reputation of having some of the more known nation builders. But there are a lot of persons in the Bahamas that contributed to the development of the Bahamas. Government High can only boast of knowing a number of them. We can't say we had all.
What if I mean, persons who attended Government High wants to suggest a name to be recognized?
Well, every year we do that.
We welcome that.
We have three WhatsApp chat groups. One is basically a group of persons that attended during the 40s, late 40s, 50s, 60s. Then there's another group that we have as former students of Government High. It's over 300. And then we have the financial members of the Government High School alumni, which is over 100. So we sent out a note to request submissions of persons that should be honored during the year. And we will continue to do that again. Now, we hope that a lot of persons would say, Tom Jones. But they won't send any information on Tom Jones, and we just can't submit Tom Jones. And we can't locate Tom Jones. We don't know anybody who knows Tom Jones. We don't know anything about Tom Jones, so it's very difficult. But most of the persons that you see on this list had persons sending their bio, sending their information, say why they feel that they should be awarded a Phoenix Award this during the second annual Phoenix Awards.
And so people, for people who want to forward names for the 100th anniversary recognition ceremonies, they can forward information to tghsalumni@gmail.com.
Yes, however, we're not doing that right now. We're gonna finish off our three projects we're doing right now.
Do I still have time to nominate someone for the second Phoenix Award?
No.
The second Phoenix Awards will be held on the 6th of April at UB's Performing Arts Center, the Old Government High, Oaksfield.
All right.
So that's less than a month away right now.
Absolutely.
And we're winding down with our preparations.
Okay, but I like old people. I won't get this information out of my head right now, especially after hearing the urgency, right, which is... This is valuable information. You sitting there thinking, man, I just know these boys from school. That's the exact information that they want. You are closest to the story of their lives.
Yes.
You know, if you have a story, you have somebody who's unknown or whose name you haven't heard, but you know they went to GHS and they were influential in the nation as a whole or in their smaller sphere of business or professionalism.
Right.
Give the committee a call.
You could stick a pin right there. Hold on. Stick a pin right there because I was looking at my phone and, you know, your phone only so big and the list is 24 and I called off like 18. I missed a few because we also had Mistress Anita Bernard is also being awarded. Phoenix
Fame.
Anita Allen is also being awarded.
Judge.
Mistress Ori Sands.
Yes.
Iris Litnose. The Reverend Beryl Higgs is also going to be a part of our ceremony on the 6th. Those are names that were underneath the other ones, and I didn't get to pull it up, scroll up, and didn't see it. I've won. Now you can continue. So sorry about that.
I reached a point when it on my mind.
Let's go to the caller. Then I want to know where can I buy tickets and how much I can buy tickets for. Let me go to this caller. Let me answer that. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning to all.
Morning.
I don't know when her time is coming. Don't forget Pauline Davis.
No, we can't forget her.
You can't. And then she has a book out. I don't know if she reached out to her yet.
Yes.
You know, she wrote two books, Running Sideways.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, but let me.
So I hope you all have that in the school.
Yes, let me reiterate for those who are listening. The Alumni Association started in 2022. We started with the first Phoenix Award, which was in 2023, and we started with persons who graduated in the 40s. In the second annual Phoenix Awards, we're recognizing persons basically who graduated in the 50s. In 2025, during our hopefully our proposed gala, we want to recognize rising Phoenix, which would include persons like the Pauline Davis, the L.D. Clark, the Dr. Ian Strawn, and others that made their mark that were not a part of the
much younger
the pre-75 era. Those who came in the 80s, in the 90s, in the 2000s, we would be able to accommodate them during our 100th anniversary rather than having to wait a number of years to reach their decade to start celebrating them. They probably will receive a Phoenix as well. But as of next year, we hope to recognize and celebrate them as rising Phoenix so we could get as much persons that have worn the royal blue and white the opportunity to receive their flowers while they're alive.
All right, thank you.
Now, only one improvement for this flyer I see, gentlemen. I would like to see the picture of the honoree today and a picture of them in the school uniform when they were young'uns.
I should have bought.
Do you have an archive of photos?
No, I have. I have RGHS 1975 yearbook scope. 1975, and it is a picture of my aunt, Vernell Albury Armbrister, being present. It was the Duke, the former King of England, who was the royal governor here in the 40s. And so our speech day, our prize giving day, the Government High School award ceremony was that big, that the governor made the presentations, and she's in that photograph.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. But they do have an iconic photograph of Paul Adley, Kendall Isaacs, Sir Lyndon Pinling, Arthur Hannah.
Yes. They are
Janet Boswick, Henry Boswick. It's
Edith and Orville
Turnquest. It's like 50 or more, 60 students in their uniforms. They took a school photograph.
Yes. Outside Nassau Court.
Yes.
In our 50th anniversary, the 1975 Scope yearbook, a lot of photographs, Mrs. Anatole Rogers and Kevin Bethel, who was our vice principal at the time, and Principal Anatole Rogers, they put together.
Along with Dr. Robin Roberts.
Robin Roberts is a class of 66 or 67.
Right, he was very instrumental in putting that together.
Paul Fernanda and Ken Hyler did a lot of the photographs
for Scope 75. I was a photographer then,
They asked former students to bring old photos.
Yes.
Because I even found my mother my parents were in the government in 44, 45. And they're in the school's picture outside GHS in Nassau Court. They took a picture of the entire school.
Wow. Because when you look at these pictures, first of all, these young men and women, they look like grown adults.
Then. I agree.
Right?
I agree.
Like the famous pictures of our friend Sawyer Boy, the comedian. He have a picture from 11th grade. He looked like he had three children and a grandchild on the way.
But understand now.
Yeah.
When in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, when you reached 12, 13, you had to come out of school and go to work.
14.
You didn't have the opportunity
Learn a
to
trade.
Go,
learn
right,
a
you
trade.
To learn a trade and go to work. You didn't go to no high school or nothing like that.
Yeah.
So those who were given the opportunities for higher learning after 1925, most of them went off to do, went off to school.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them did. Or a lot of them, that's why you see so many outstanding former students who went to government high after 1920, since government high.
And there were blacks who went off to college in those days.
Mm-hmm.
Like I told you, there's Coral Fox Taylor. She's 101 years old today, living in North Carolina. She went to Howard University.
Way back when?
She finished GHS in 37. She went to college when she was in her early 20s. And so that was uncommon, but there were black Bahamians who furthered their education.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in terms of today, Mistress Pavia Roll, who's the principal of Government High School, along with Fritz Grant, who is the vice principal, who graduated in 1977 from Government High, they are doing an outstanding job there at Government High School. As a matter of fact, the school pop band is being led by Mr. Justilian. And he also is in charge of Bahamas All-Stars. So the school band is an awesome project that they have going on. They're one of the top school bands in the country. I know there's a lot of high schools now have school bands, but I'm proud of the Government High School Band.
Mm-hmm. I have a text here that says, please ask my godbrother, I don't know which one of y'all that is.
That sound like him, because
what about us who passed the common entrance exam, wanted to go to GHS, but had to go where our parents wanted us to go? Just, I guess, a brief snapshot of
the
culture.
Let me explain the common entrance
for
you. Let me explain the common entrance. I think it started in the 60s.
Yes.
The government of the Bahamas.
But prior to that, sir, let me just interject.
Yes.
To enter government, your parents had to pay a fee.
Mm-hmm. And you had to pass a test.
Yeah, pass a test and then pay the fee.
As well as be recommended.
Recommended too.
To go to government high. As of the 60s, the government established a common entrance. So all primary school students, sixth grade primary school students, had the opportunity to take the common entrance exam.
Thousands took it in the 60s.
Now, the common entrance exam.
Population was growing.
The common entrance exam allowed you to have a first, second, and third choice.
That's right.
So if you pass the common entrance and your first choice was St. John's or St. Augustine's, you got a 5-year,
fully
at a time.
Fully paid.
At that time, St. John's was 5 years, SAC was 5 years, and Government High was 5 years.
And Queens College.
And Queens College Prince was 5 years.
Prince William High. Yeah. Those were the schools of choice.
It was five forms.
Yeah.
When you went to junior high, you had seventh, eighth, and ninth.
Junior 10, high.
11, 12. So they stayed in school for 6 years. Most of those other students, we like us, Government High, SAC, right. St. John's, and QC, right. and the rest of we had 5 years in high school. So a lot of persons came out of school at 16.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So we ended like we 10 16, or yes. going to 11. Let's go back to the common entrance. So a lot of persons took the common entrance, but there was only an opportunity for like 125.
120.
And they go a little bit over that.
Yeah.
So every year it was 120 persons that had an opportunity to go there. So if your first choice was Government High and your marks was high enough, you got into Government High. If your marks were high and you didn't want to go to Government High, you went to another school, but you got a full five-year scholarship.
Yeah.
So some people went to SAC.
The
some
Bahamas
went to St. John's.
Did that.
I think a few
the
went
majority
to...
majority ruled government. You went to Brown & Town, which was... What's the name?
Sales Primary now.
I went to Weston Junior, which became T. Gibson Primary. In my year, we both sat the exam. We are classmates at GHS, class of 76. So in 1971, we took the common entrance exam. Thousands of sixth graders throughout the Bahamas, because many of the persons who passed, and I really want to say this, smart people are everywhere. They're not only in one place. The Government High School, many of our students who passed in our year, 1971, mm-hmm. came from the family islands. Ragged Island, we have about, it was 120 of us,
mm-hmm.
116 when we graduated in 76. We have about 12 students who came from Ragged Island all-age school that year.
So there's students coming from
Ragged Island only had a small population.
Andros, Cat Island, Inagua, Grand Bahama.
Yes.
And Bimini.
Yes.
So we had a really good cross-section.
And
Eleuthera. Carey.
Yeah.
Yvonne Carey and a number of others. But we had a good cross-section of students from around the Bahamas that entered Government High in 1971.
And I just want to say this. The choice was theirs and their parents, right? Because mm-hmm. in my year at my school, 13 of us passed. 11 chose Government High. Charmaine Hannah. Parents chose St. Augustine's, and Flora Strawn's parents, they chose St. John's College. Yeah.
And the government paid for them?
The government, yes.
Wow.
Now, that was discontinued in 1974.
Oh.
Okay.
Right after independence.
Yeah.
We're free now.
Because,
brother...
Equality.
Straight across the board.
He was one of the last ones that took the common entrance in 1974.
And that's when they started building high schools for everybody.
No, they started, the government of the Bahamas started building high schools and more high schools and primary schools immediately when they came into office. Education was the pillar on which this new Bahamas mm-hmm. was built, and the Progressive Liberal Party did that in 1967. R.M. Bailey, C.C. Sweeting, and it continued on with the new schools like Anatole Rogers, Doris Johnson, C.V. Bethel. So education has been the pillar of our economic development.
And now, I'll stay on that same tone. And at that time, after they started building all the schools, they didn't want to have an elite school. Correct.
At the government purse, at the expense
of the government. So they decided that's when they changed it from being a select grammar school and made it a comprehensive grammar school.
Right. You did not so have to take an exam.
Right. Okay. So everybody was on par with all the other schools.
So let's talk money. The monies that you've raised. You've raised some money last year. You plan to make some even more money this year. Government High have an elite esteemed people who have spare money. Right? A number of them.
That's debatable.
Okay. What are you doing with the fundraising that you have acquired?
Okay, let's start with our first fundraiser. We had, before we became an actual non-profit registered association, the school requested, as we were formulating our steering committee, the school requested that we give them some assistance with trying to develop a computer workshop for them. So we tried. It was like the cost was $70,000. We raised about $20,000+. We didn't have sufficient to make it happen, so we allowed the school to use it for projects within the school. The school also started a BJC program which was designed to help students that came in with no BJCs into the senior system. And one of our past students' children, they don't like to be
recognized,
but they provided a $15,000 check to the school to purchase a very large television screen that can be used for BJC studies after school in the auditorium. We requested another one from another former student, but they have not. Their parent, who went to Government High, they said they were going to do it, but they haven't done it up to this point. Now, in terms of the money that we tried, we used last year with the Phoenix Awards, the cost is $50. The facility at
UB.
At UB is not a cheap facility. The awards are not cheap. Publicizing it is not cheap. And we tried very hard to make it a classy event. And so we basically broke even. So we wish we could have to reach a point where it could be where we could make a $50,000 on an event and provide some assistance to the school while keeping the running of the organization up and going.
I also want to appeal to former Government High School students, continue to support your school, even if it's just means that you're going in to just share some of your expertise, because education is critical and far too many of our children are not taking advantage of free education. So I make this appeal to all former students of all schools. We need to build One Bahamas, and too many of our children are being left behind.
Mm-hmm. I mean, showing up on campus to show students what has become of my life. That's what kids need. They need to see that this is practical, that this is real.
And attainable.
Mind you now, in the past, a lot of classes have continued to support the school. They come and they buy computers. They do a lot of stuff. They come and do field studies with the students. They come and hold assemblies with the students. Mm-hmm. So classes past have done that consistently.
Yeah.
What we're saying to majority of the students that went to Government High School, that collectively as an alumni, we could do so much more.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, but it takes a while to develop an alumni.
That momentum.
I have to always say to them, persons who I meet who say, well, I'd like to join us. Listen, there are other schools that have great alumni associations, SAC, the court.
R.M. Bailey.
I mean, they
Bailey
are the same.
R.M. Bailey is very active.
Why can't Government High have a successful alumni association? What's the problem? We have the facilities, we have the capabilities, we have the intellect. Why can't we develop a great alumni association?
Let's take a break. That's Vaughn Aubrey. That's Paul Fernando speaking. They talk about GHS.
There's only one GHS.
The Government GHS.
There's only one GHS. We're building a country. Yes. We are building a country.
We're going to take a short break right now. They're rubbing it in now. Yeah. Short break right now. Anyway, we're going to take a break right now. God read it AM.
Wait, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, wait, just a hard day. What?
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crock Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. This is C.A. Nuri. Of course, Aaron Green's with me. Thank you very much for coming back, Aaron. I appreciate that. And of course, Vaughn Albury's here with me. And then, of course, Paul Fernando.
Yes, sir.
Paul Fernando said, Nuri, I need time. And I said, no problem, Paul. Come.
Thank you.
But we talk about GHS. We talk about the big things they're doing there. They have a number of functions that they're inviting all of their alumni to come and participate in. There's excitement there. They're on the march towards the big event, the big dance. It's going to be
centennial,
100 years, which is next year.
April 27th.
Yes, but this year they have all kind of activities, and I want to hear more about what y'all have planned for this year.
Okay, but before I say that, I have to premise all of this with the Government High School. The Government High School is a mindset. If you went to school and your favorite subject was lunch or PE, and you come out of school, you don't want to do nothing with your life, I don't care which year you went to Government High, I don't care which location you went to Government High, you can't think of yourself as saying you went to the Government High. If you went to Government High, the Government High School in 2023, and you strived hard, got your academics, worked hard, and wanted to make something out of yourself, of course you could say you've been to the Government High. We don't want people to believe that the Government High means a period of time. That's not true. The Government High is a mindset. You have to have the mindset to want to go, achieve, and make something out of yourself. That is what, when people say they went to the Government High School, that's what they mean. That is what it means. It doesn't mean they've been there in the 60s, the 50s, the 40s, the 30s, the 70s. They went to the Government High School because they believe in education. They believe in trying to do better for themselves. They believe in being a phoenix, coming from a low beginning and going high. The soaring of a phoenix, that's what they believe in. That is why we say the Government High School.
Okay, so what's planned for the event this year?
Okay, this year, besides the Phoenix Awards, which is on April the 6th, we have a golf tournament, which is a two-man scramble that's called the GHS Alumni Royal Blue Golf Tournament at Bahama, at their Royal Blue Golf Course. And like I say, we have an open division, we have ladies division, we have co-ed division, we have junior division, and the persons that win the open division will receive a blue jacket, similar to the Masters.
Now, do I have to have been a
No, you could be, anyone can enter this.
What's a two-man scramble?
Two-man scramble means if you hit the ball, both you get the opportunity to hit the ball, and the best spot you hit from, second shot, third shot. So it's a 9 o'clock shotgun start. We pick the tee placements on Saturday at the 9-hole golf course that Mr. Flowers so graciously put together, and it's such a great facility down there by Bahama Games Boulevard. Also in April, we plan to have our 99th anniversary church service at Abundant Life Church. And it's Sunday the 28th at 11 a.m. They'll be inviting then all former Government High students to come and worship with us as the alumni and the executives of the alumni.
Is there a dress theme?
For church?
Yeah, all blue.
You come as you are. You just bring your soul to the Lord. That's all we ask. Bring your soul to the Lord. And also in October, we're having a grand reunion of all classes. We wanted to have it in April, during the month of our anniversary, but it's just too much things happening in April, and it's going to be hard and taxing on the executives and the committee members. Like, for example, right now the Phoenix Awards Committee has about 12 members that are working diligently, headed by Ms. Ruth Tinker, Sue DeMerritt, so many names I can't remember right now.
So listen, while you're looking for that.
No. Okay, go ahead.
The golf tournament floating trophy.
Yes. That was sponsored by Open Systems, Mr. Peter Bridgewater. He paid for the trophies. He paid for the jackets. We want to say thank you to Peter Bridgewater.
He is our classmate.
He's our classmate, 1976.
GHS 1976.
He does data mining, so if you need any form of mining your paper, data, to data,
yeah,
call Open Systems. They're the best.
So the Gov tournament is on. Which day is that again? I'm sorry.
The Gov tournament is scheduled for Sunday, April 14th.
April.
Okay. Now, the only concern we have with that is the Gov course, the Royal Blue Gov course, has certain stipulations that if persons don't sign up by a certain time, then the alumni will have to pay for them and hope they come up.
Okay, where to sign up?
They could sign up online. They could go to tghsalumni.com, and they can sign up on online.
Okay. And how much is the
It's thing? $250 per person, but we have an early registration fee that we're going to announce online very, very soon. And I think it's going to be like $160 for early registration. We can't have a late registration anymore because they're not allowing any late registration because they have an event right after us at the Gov course. So they want to minimize the amount of persons that are going to be there. So we're asking everybody who is interested in participating in the Gov tournament to sign up very quickly because we have a limited amount of persons that can be able to participate.
Also, the Government High alumni, younger graduates of the Government High School, are preparing for a inter-school junk canoe competition.
Okay.
So the GHS Magic, they practice either Sunday nights or Mondays.
Every Sunday.
Every Sunday at Fort Charlotte for the inter-school competition of alumni from the various schools.
Gibson.
St. John's College.
A.F. Adley.
Yes.
It's like six schools or seven schools. Eight schools that are participating.
C.R. Walker also.
Right.
So these Government High School has been one of the perennial winners of junior junk canoe.
Nice.
Also, we got paraphernalia. We got shirts, pins, and a shirt, royal blue.
So where can I buy a shirt?
Well, we're going to have them on sale at the Phoenix Awards because we had a distribution date for persons who were interested in purchasing them, and so they came out. We still have some more in inventory, so we're going to sell them at the Phoenix Awards on the 6th of April at the Performing Arts Center at the University of the Bahamas.
Well, we have 1 minute. I can leave you all, let you all have the last word in terms of promotion. What do you do?
All I say is Government High School students, alumni, please support your school and support your neighbors. Support your neighbors. We need to build one Bahamas. We need to affirm each other. Far too many of our young people are being lost, and there's so much knowledge from GHS alumni over all these years. Share it. Share.
Absolutely. And it's so important for alumni to understand their role in growing and sustaining a culture of appreciation for education among young people.
What's the Facebook page? Where's the Facebook page? Where is it?
It's the Government High School Alumni Facebook page.
Yes. So you go there and contact everyone and everything. Anyway, we got to go.
Thank you.
Guardian Radio AM. This took a long 30 minutes. Hey, Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much. Just